This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Federal wildland firefighters should be seeing a bump in their paychecks in the next few weeks. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
The bipartisan infrastructure law included $600 million to increase pay for wildland firefighters to at least $15 an hour. That money should finally be arriving in paychecks, and it will be retroactive to October of last year. Kieran Ahuja with the Office of Personnel Management explains.
It is going to increase pay by $20,000 or 50%, the lesser of the two. So that is a huge bump for federal firefighters.
But this increase will only last until September 2023. Colorado Representative Joe Neguse is looking to institute permanent raises. He's introduced a bipartisan bill to raise their pay to at least $20 an hour. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The city of Greeley will use $2 million of federal money to save millions of gallons of water every year. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The money comes from President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law, which passed last fall. Greeley will use the funds to convert around 11,000 outdated water meters to more advanced ones. The improved technology will provide customers with alerts for high water usage and leaks. That's expected to save the city more than 300 million gallons of water each year. That water will stay in reservoirs ready to use during times of drought. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that states can't exclude religious schools from public funding. The ruling came out of a case from Maine. Colorado officials say it won't have an immediate impact in the state, but some warn it could lead to future court battles over education funding in Colorado. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have partly cloudy skies, highs close to 80 and in the 80s this afternoon, a chance for rain later on and warmer temperatures tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.